Well, scientists around the globe have been trying to predict what may happen to Earth if global warming continues, and a group of scientists have found a period in Antarctic history where the temperatures were similar to those we have today, and it is shedding some light on what could happen if the massive ice sheets that dictate sea levels around the world, change. The director of the Antarctic Research Centre, Tim Naish, is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So the period you're looking at is 5 to 3 million years ago, as opposed to 500,000 to 1 million years ago. Is that about right?
That is right.
And the significance of that is what?
Well, it's the last time that the Earth was as warm as it may be in the next few decades, and that the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, particularly carbon dioxide, was as high as it might be due to global warming. So we think it's, the scientific community think it is a really special window in terms of trying to understand where our planet's heading with global warming.
Why would you make the link? Why would something that happened that period of time ago automatically be replicated again?
Well, not everything will be the same. But in terms of geological time, this is not long ago. This is not long ago at all. And the world was, in fact, very similar then as it is today. So it doesn't give you all the answers, but it gives you some context for where we might be heading.
So if we had some sort of technological breakthrough that we can go back to the 5 to 3 million period as opposed to half to a 1 million period, has something happened there that we've suddenly discovered?
Well, we've got a clever bunch of Kiwis who have pioneered this drilling technology to allow us to get back in time. And it's a different sort of drilling. So we're drilling back through layers of rock, whereas the records that go back a million years are the ice core records. Oh. And so it's a different type of drilling, and it tells a different type of story.
What actually do you see when you drill? I mean, what do you get?
We get layers of rock. So we're drilling under the Ross Ice Shelf, which is floating. So we're going down through the ice shelf, down through the ocean water, and then we're drilling through the seafloor, a kilometre below the seafloor, and we're essentially reading pages in a book by drilling back through the layers of rock. And we can use clever scientific analyses to look at these rocks, tell what age they are, and tell a lot of things about how the Earth was, how its climate was, how the ice sheets were behaving.
And so how long a period does it take to come out of it? If we're in this period of global warming at the moment, I mean, when does it end in terms of timeline?
The $64,000 question. And geologically, we see these changes happening very fast, but on human timescales, the big thing is the ocean. The ocean takes a while to warm up, and then when you warm it up, it takes a while to cool again. So even although you might reduce your levels of the greenhouse gases in your atmosphere, you're committed to a certain amount of climate change that will take a while before things, if you like, come back to normal.
And so how much of this climate change is man-made versus natural?
Well, that's not the focus of this research, but I can tell you from what has been published by the IPCC that there are absolutely natural cycles, but what we're seeing is well over and above what the Earth is capable of doing naturally.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's human emissions since the Industrial Revolution.
But then, in that sense, wouldn't that then change what happens, given 3 to 5 million years ago they didn't have the same sort of problems that we have today, therefore the cycle might be completely different?
Okay, so again, I come back to this is not exactly the same situation, but some things are similar. The atmosphere was warmer,
yep.
The oceans were warmer, and the carbon dioxide was higher, but for a different reason. Human-induced now, not human-induced then, and we actually don't quite know why it was so high back then. But what did happen under those conditions is the West Antarctic ice sheet, capable of rising sea level 5 metres, completely collapsed.
And then it came back again.
And then it came back again, and it collapsed again, and it did this many times.
And so it might collapse again, which, of course, would be a disaster.
Well, it would, but again, these processes take time. So it would take at least 1,000 years to completely collapse, and therefore 1,000 years to rise the tide by 5 metres. But, for example, 1 metre in 100 years is not insignificant on human timescales.
And do we have any idea of, as we discover new things, as a percentage of that, in knowing everything, how much do we know of this? I mean, is it 1% or 73%?
Well, in terms that's a difficult question. In terms of what's causing this global warming, I think, you know, we're 99% there. In terms of how the Antarctic ice sheet might respond to this warming, exactly in terms of how quickly, how much, those sort of questions, you know, we're getting up above the 50, up into the 70% area, I would say.
So this is good to know. Tim Nash, who's the director of the Antarctic Research Centre.